Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The third baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The left fielder, Lonnie Smith. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Daryl Motley. Batting seventh. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Onyx Concepcion. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Buddy Black. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Pachyoruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyoruk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Wilson steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni takes first base on ball four. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Pachyoruk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion can't make a play. That's a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Walker reaches second base with a double. Kittle moves to third. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kittle scores. Walker moves to third. Hewlett moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Way then reaches second base with a double. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a line drive into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Paciorek hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Fisk, and Walker drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Paciorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Balboni hits a pop-up towards third. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kittle is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Way then and he is safe. Fisk steals second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fisk scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen misplays the ball. That's an error on Gielen. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0-for-1 in the game. Motley hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Way then hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-1 in the game. Concepcion hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gielen hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Bannister covering, for the out. Wilson scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Royals, 2. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Balboni is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-2 in the game. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0-for-2 in the game. Motley strikes out. Fisk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Motley out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae takes first base on ball 4. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Way then hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards second. White can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-2 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-2 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field. Salazar picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Salazar. Wilson moves to second. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Balboni hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gielen bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Rudy Law. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Daryl Boston pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 3 in the game. Paciorek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Daryl Boston now playing center field. Luis Salazar now playing left field. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Royals. Pat Sheridan pinch hits for Daryl Motley. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Paciorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Way then hits a fly ball into right field. Paciorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Lynn Jones now playing left field. Pat Sheridan now playing right field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Ron Kittle. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.